Hi, everybody. My name is Barbara Charles, and I am the Vice President of San Juan Health Partners here at San Juan Regional Medical Center. I've been with the hospital now 20 years this year, and just really excited to have an opportunity to visit with you all a few minutes on this really important topic of recharging and refueling. As I've been thinking about this and watching my friends, my family, my coworkers over the past 2 years, it's just interesting to see how myself, the people around me, we seem a little heavy. And it made me think of an analogy, something that I've experienced more than once in my lifetime anyways, where we're carrying a lot around. We've gone through a lot, we've experienced a lot. And a wise person gave me a little bit of advice, and I'd like to share it with you. I remember at this time, I was really feeling overwhelmed, and this close friend of mine said, you know, what you look like, imagine this person in an airport, and they're rushing, and they're frazzled, and they're running late to their gate, and they're carrying all these bags. I mean, just imagine this person right now, disheveled, tired, running, late, stressed. They've got bags around their shoulders, on their head, dragging behind them, pushing in front of them, all these bags. And this is heavy and difficult to move through life this way. And in this instant, this person told me this story, Barbara, that's what you look like right now. This bag is this set of circumstances that is making you sad or stressed out. And here's another bag that's this other set of circumstances. And what you really need to figure out how to do is, you know, these bags are important, these experiences. And I'm sure everybody listening to this right now can think of different experiences over the past 2 years that are in these bags that we're carrying with us everywhere we go. Maybe it was that dying patient or that family member that we had to have such a difficult conversation with, or maybe the loss or sickness of one of our own family members or friends. We could go on and on. Maybe it's just the frustration of not being able to gather or to be together. We have all been carrying around a lot. And I think what we really need to do right now is to start to figure out how to package up these bags. They're important. They've shaped us. They've formed us. We've innovated. We've done so many things together to get through the past 2 years, and we're going to keep doing it. But how can we pack up these things in these bags and really put them up on a shelf so we can all feel a little bit lighter and maybe get through the day and the weeks and the brighter future to come? But still having those bags there. I mean, just imagine this person now as you're at home, you're in front of the closet, you have all of these experiences and memories in these bags, but we don't have to carry them with us all day long, every day, through every step. They're there. We can pull them out of the closet, off the top shelf, and open them up and take a look at them when we need them, but we don't have to carry them with us all day long, every day. And this is something I think about. And I think it's good for all of us to think about these experiences, and they're there, they're important, they're there when we need them, but we don't have to carry them with us every single day. And so you can just imagine one of these difficult moments, putting it in the suitcase, zipping it up, and putting it up on the shelf. It's there when you need to dig back into it. But we don't have to carry it around every day like that weary traveler I described at the top. I also think this is a wonderful time where we have to really force ourselves to find ways to recover, to take care of ourselves. I read an article lately, and it was written by actually a midwife. And in this article, this woman was talking about how she had really put things that were really important about her and her health to the side, and some of the outcomes of making that choice. And so I think we have to take care of ourselves. And I can at least speak for me in that making it a priority to take care of myself is what helps me come back and then engage and have the energy and the positive attitude and some of those things that I need to be successful at home or successful at work. And so finding those ways for each of us that can help us get that re-energy, that energizing time back. Disconnecting for me is really important. I try really hard when I'm not at work to not keep working. And I will tell you, my husband holds me accountable to that. If he sees me reading my emails or doing things like that, he'll remind me that I've made a commitment to get that rest and recovery from work so that I can come back the next day energized and that I just don't stay connected every single second. That's something that works for me. And it'll be different for everyone what those things are. For me, really forcing some structure on disconnecting can make a big difference. And then I guess on top of that, it's what are the things that are really important to us in our lives and making a focused effort to invest time around those things. For me, it's family. The joy of being able to resume gathering and dinners and time with family is something we're making a real priority in our lives right now. And it feels so good to get back to some of that normalcy that we've had to, for all the reasons we understand, take a break from over the past 2 years. Also on a personal level, I've come to know that in myself, I'll really rest and recover. Believe it or not, I'm an introvert. And for those of you who know me, that may surprise you. But that quiet time for me and the activities around that really help me recharge. I love the outdoors. I think about sometimes if I'm in a moment of stress or sadness, I imagine myself out there on my cross-country skis with the silence of the snow and the mountains around and the sound of the skis moving through the snow. And it's just brings me a sense of peace in the moment when I'm doing it, or maybe I just have to take a deep breath in that moment, that stressful moment, wherever that may be, at home or at work, to put myself in that place so that I can recover and then dig back into whatever's at hand. I've recently taken up woodworking. I mean, who knew? It is so fun. The focus, the silence, the repetitiveness, and then the outcome. I mean, who knew that wood looks so different when it was sanded to then when it's oiled and then mixed with epoxy and all these things? So for me, creating that quiet time in my head are things that really I've tried to make a focused and concerted effort at attending to so that I can refuel and recharge. So really, in summary, I'd just like to say, don't be the weary traveler. Start thinking about all of these experiences over the past 2 years, or maybe even before, that you're carrying around with you. They're important. They're there, but you don't have to carry them with you every day. Figure out how to package them up and put them away in the closet. Pull them out when you need it, and then make a concerted and focused effort to refuel, to recharge, whatever that means for you. Family, the outdoors, crafting, woodworking, make it a priority. Only you can take care of you. And we need you here at San Juan Regional to help us continue to take care of our community. So make you a priority. So thanks again, San Juan Regional colleagues, for just taking a moment to listen to my first ever podcast and challenging each of you, take care of yourselves and make you a priority so that you can refuel and recharge and be all that you need to be at home and here at work. We're counting on you, and we thank you for all that you've done, and we look forward to continuing to working with you. Have a great day.